You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel, happy Halloween.
Hi, happy Halloween, Emily.
It is Halloween. This is Savannah. There's lots of spooky stuff going on.
So much spooky stuff. So today there is a very special performance that I think is unlike anything I've ever heard of in Savannah. I don't know about you. It is the Harp Twins, and they're performing at Bonaventure Cemetery's funeral home. They are identical twins, and they play the harp. They are Connect's cover story this week, so you can find out more about them there. But they, fun fact, they learned how to arrange their own music in the high school, and they played it on the harp. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, sounds cool. Sounds spooky.
Very spooky.
And of course, the Jinx has a Halloween celebration as well.
If you don't go to the Jinx on Halloween, like, I don't know what to tell you. Thursday night, they kick it off with the Savannah Sweet Tea's Burlesque Review. We'll be doing some performances. And then following is the annual blood wrestling competition, which I've always wanted to do, but never have.
And it's fun, though, to watch it. It's basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like mud wrestling, blood.
Exactly. And if you're in a certain range, you get splashed with blood, so even cooler.
Yes, depends how involved in the show you really want to be.
You can choose your involvement.
Yes, exactly.
So then Friday at the Jinx, there's going to be Jinx-a-ween, which is a bunch of tribute bands, which is going to be exciting. I know they're doing a Tupac one and The Cars.
Mm-hmm. Blink 182, The Cure, Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It's a really eclectic mix of music this year, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun.
But this isn't just Jinx-a-ween Halloween weekend. It's also the first Friday of the month.
Yes. So the day afterwards is November 1st, which is First Friday in Starland. We have a lot of really cool exhibitions coming up. There's going to be Honor Bowman Hall at Starland Cafe with her exhibition. There's going to be Cameron Shawren at the Rat on Bowl. Kench Lott Weathers will open up Sulphur's new place, which is the Allaire House on Drayton. Shay Garrigan has the culmination of her residency at the Cedar House Gallery. And then Karina Rosenstein will have the culmination of her residency at Sulphur Studios.
So just tons and tons of fantastic art.
Tons and tons of fantastic art.
And then on Saturday, it's one of our big annual events here in Savannah.
Absolutely. Stats Fest is a tradition. I think this is the 11th year that they've done it. It is to benefit Jason Stats, who was injured and paralyzed in a terrible shooting 11 years ago. And so that starts off at the Rail at 4 o'clock, and there will be a lot of local bands there and a silent auction. Then it'll move to the Jinx at 8 o'clock until close. So you have lots of opportunities to listen to live music and support Jason and his medical costs.
And then even though it is November by then, there is still more Halloween celebration and still more spooky stuff going on Saturday.
It's Savannah. Halloween never ends here.
Yeah,
so we got to
really
make
doesn't.
It. It's already been like a week long at this point. So it's going to be Soul Train Halloween at El Rocco, which is going to be sure to be a good time. Soap is playing, and they are going to be really rocking it out.
Yeah, lots of dancing to be done.
Absolutely.
And then speaking of Savannah's endless celebration of Halloween and all things spooky,
there is a really cool lecture Sunday afternoon at the mansion on Forsyth Park, and it is called Harnessing the Shadows, Ghosts, Vampires, and Undying Relationships to Our Past. This is going to be Dr. Elena Pirock and Dr. Kendra Parker, who are going to discuss the relationship between Southern Gothic literary tradition and the development of Savannah's ghost tourism, which is amazing.
That just sounds so fascinating.
I wish I was going to be there for that. That sounds incredible.
Well, Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.